यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन जमुनातीरावनचारि हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदस्य श्रीमद् श्रीवाइंग्रेस अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस ऑल ग्रेस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट नंबर 34 सानिध्याते महायोगिन पातकानि महान्त्यपि सद्यो नश्यन्ति वै पुंसाम् विष्णोरेव सुरेतराः सानिध्यात्ते महायोगिन् पातकानि महान्त्यपि सद्यो नश्यन्ति वै पुंसाम् विष्णोरिव सुरेतराः सानिध्यात्ते महायोगिन् पातकानि महान्त्यपि सद्यो नश्यन्ति वै पुंसाम् विष्णोरिव सुरेतराः सानिध्याते महायोगिन् पातकानि महान्त्यपि पश्यन्ति वै पुंसा विष्णोरिव सुरेतराः सानिध्याते महायोगिन् पातकानि महान्त्यपि पश्यन्ति वै पुंसा विष्णोरिव सुरेतराः। माताजी सानिध्यात ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ द प्रेजेंस ते योर महायोगिन ओ ग्रेट मिस्टिक पातकानी सिंस महांति इनवल्नरेबल अपि इन स्पाइट ऑफ सद्यः इमीडिएटली नश्यन्ति वैंक्विश्ड वै सर्टनली पुंसाम ऑफ अ पर्सन विष्णोः लाइक द प्रेजेंस ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इव लाइक सुर इतराः other than the demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as the atheist cannot remain in the presence of the personality of Godhead, so also the invulnerable sins of a man are immediately vanquished in your presence, O saint, O great mystic. Purport. There are two classes of human beings, namely the atheist and the devotee of the Lord. The devotee of the Lord, because of manifesting godly qualities, is called a demigod, whereas the atheist is called a demon. The demon cannot stand the presence of Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. The demons are always busy in trying to vanquish the personality of Godhead. But factually, as soon as the personality of Godhead appears, by either his transcendental name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, or variegatedness, the demon is at once vanquished. It is said that a ghost cannot remain as soon as the holy name of the Lord is chanted. The great saints and devotees of the Lord are in the list of his paraphernalia, and thus, as soon as a saintly devotee is present, the ghostly sins are at once vanquished. That is the verdict of all Vedic literatures. One is recommended, therefore, to associate only with saintly devotees so that worldly demons and ghosts cannot exert their sinister influence. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya चक्षुरुन्निलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ दिस वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स एंड द पर्पोर्ट दैट प्रभुपाद हैज प्रोवाइडेड, श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन हिज इंस्ट्रक्शंस टू सनातन गोस्वामी इन वाराणसी स्पीक्स सम सो ब्यूटिफुल वर्सेस, सेवरल ऑफ देम ही कोट्स फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम and other scriptures. He says that in general, as Prabhupada pointed in the purport, when there is an atheistic bent of mind, when there is a nature to exploit others, one seeks similar association, an association that compounds this desire, that creates a multiplicative factor to this desire. However, if one approaches the Supreme Lord, if one somehow is surrounded by good association, there is a transformation. So beautifully, in a poetic manner, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami, Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishaya sukha, amrita chadi vishaya mage yai bada murkha. If one engages in my transcendental loving service, which is basically the same as associating with Krishna, no difference. So he says, if one engages in my transcendental loving service, but at the same time wants the opulence of material enjoyment, he is very much foolish. Why is he foolish? Because he doesn't know it's not, the two cannot coexist. That's exactly the way in this purport it said, atheist or atheistic principles, atheistic thought processes cannot remain in the presence of the personality of Godhead. So he's saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, such a person is foolish. Amrita, why? Amrita chadi mishamage yahi bada murkha. There's amrita lying there on the offering. We all had charanamrita in the morning. He's keeping that aside, or attempting to keep that aside rather. And what is he trying to do? He is trying to seek poison. The poison of sense gratification, which by design is self-defeating. It is like a fire which can never be appeased. And what does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Hami vigyayai murkhe. So just because he is foolish doesn't mean that I lower my standards. My standards are very high. Standards of charanamrita, only and only charanamrita. He says, Ami vigyayai murkhe. Vishaya kene diba. Why should I give him Vishaya, whatever he asks? Just like a child may ask anything from mother. May I want to eat junk food? But wise parents, they don't give junk food. They know that it spoils the child's health. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why will I succumb to your desire to offer you something that is not healthy for you? Vishaya kene diba. Why should I give you this mirage of material prosperity and its pursuits? Swacharanamrita diya. And he says, what I will do instead is give you charanamrita. It may be packaged in a way that the devotee doesn't initially understand. We see in the, I mean, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes so many beautiful verses. He quotes the, you know, the verse of Dhruva Maharaj, Swamin Kritarthosmi Kachan Vichinvan Apidivya Ratnam Swamin Kritarthosmi Varam Nayache. Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom bigger or rivaling that of his great grandfather Brahmaji, and Lord Vishnu, he bestowed upon him what he had asked. But in the process, Lord Vishnu actually bestowed up in the heart of Dhruva Maharaj pure and loyal devotional service. And Dhruva Maharaj is saying, those what I was seeking, which appeared like, you know, actually glistering gems, I realize it's actually broken pieces of glass. Kachan vichinman api divya ratnam. What you have offered me is actually divya ratna. Swamin kritarthosmi. I'm actually completely satisfied. Kritartha. Varam nayache. I don't seek the var I had earlier. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that person may ask, but I will give what? Vishay kene diba? Swa charanamrita diya. I will give my own charanamrita vishay bulaiba. That devotee, that person seeking material gratification will forget, transcend the lower urges. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues in this way very beautifully. And we'll sometimes go backwards as well in this series of verses. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how this is actually manifested, how this transformation happens. Like, this was a very beautiful poetic summary. But how is it enabled? Krishna says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells that the magic factor here, or the catalyst in this process, is Shraddha. He says, he quotes many verses concerning Shraddha. So he says, यज्ञा बोले भक्तेर श्रद्धा यदि होय सर्व कर्म त्याग करि से कृष्ण भजय. If the devotee has faith in the strength of Shraddha in the Supreme Lord's instructions, strength of his order, he worships Lord Krishna and gives up all other activities. He continues. And many, all the subsequent verses are about Shraddha. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata matkatha shravanadauva shraddha yavan na jayate. As long as one is not satiated by fruitive activity and has not awakened his taste for devotional service by Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, he has to act according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. And he continues, Shraddha shabde vishwasa kohe sudhrida nishchaya Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoya. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. Now, let's understand a little bit about the etymology of the Sanskrit word Shraddha. Because no Sanskrit word is just by accident. Okay? Shrat, if you look at the etymology, according to Shabdakalpadruma, there is Shrat, which is respect. There's faith, but there's also respectful faith. Okay. So, therefore, faith may not be a direct appropriate translation of Shraddha, because there's respect in Shrat. And Dharana Poshana Yoho Daneva. That's how it's described. So, there is Shrat, there's emotion of respect, could be to the deity, to the Supreme Lord, to the Shastra, to the devotees. And then there are the three components associated with that respect and that feeling of faith. First is dharana. One has to sustain it. It is not just that one fine day I have faith in something and then moves to something else. In fact, Shraddha Devi, she's called Shraddha Devi, in the Mahabharata, she's considered the wife of Dharma. And she has Yajna, Dana, Tapah, Karma. These are the children. And that's also there in Bhagavad Gita. We find the Krishna talks about these four, emanating from Shraddha. So Dharana, in fact, Dhrudhatu is the genesis of Dharma as well. So that which sustains, that which upholds, so it has to be upheld. And we can see a close parallel with what Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita talks about, Utsahar Nishchayat Dhairyat. So, Dhrittayata Dharayate Manak Pranendriya Kriya Yogena Vyabhicharanya. So, Buddhi Sapata Satviki. So, Dharana Dhru and determination are very closely related, which Rupa Goswami refers to as Nishchaya. So, sustaining, upholding with determination. The second is, one is dharana, poshana yoho. This is dvivachanam, poshana yoho. Dharana, poshana yoho, the two of them. Poshana, nourishing. Now, in the Upadeshamrita also, Rupa Goswami talks about dhairya. Actually, to nourish, you need patience. Without patience, you won't feel nourished. Ayurveda recommends that when you chew, you have to chew 32 times, right? So, just eating is not nourishing. You have to chew as well. Charvana. You have to chew learn from the cow. And then Daneva. Now he says, in the Shabdakalpa Dhruma, this Daneva is added at the end. Which means these two are there, but there is also a conviction that you offer. There's also offering. It's not just having faith, there's also offering, there's reciprocation. And when Rupa Goswami talks about utsaha, this enthusiastic service. Utsaha nishchayat dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat. We talk about utsaha nishchayat dhairyat here. So in this way, we can appreciate Shraddha when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about it, because it actually gives rise to bhakti. We hear also in the Nectar of Devotion the instructions how things begin with Shraddha. The process of devotional service begins with Shraddha. Adav Shraddha, Ta Sadhu Sangha. However, it remains. It's not that you leave Shraddha having initiated with it. So, the Shraddha is very closely also related to the conviction of the mind. In fact, there's this beautiful verse which in the scriptures they offer how Shraddha is associated with the strength of the mind. Sattve uttamam manobalam, rajasi madhyamam manobalam, tamasi manor daurbalyam eveti. In fact, while Shraddha itself can be of three types, Krishna talks about Trivida Bhavati Shraddha, Dehi Namsa Swabhavaja. Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita, there are three types of Shraddha, three levels. However, by default, when the scriptures talk about Shraddha, it is at least Satviki. Like, Danam has to be at least Satviki. Right? If you say three modes, yes, you can have Dana, Buddhi, Yajna, everything influenced by the three modes. Yet, the standard is at least Satviki. So, therefore, it is said, Shraddha vai Satviki Devi Suryate Duhita Advija. That she is venerated. Shraddha is venerated as Satviki Devi. So, which means it has to be at least founded on the mode of goodness. Not that I'm always fluctuating. Right? In this context, one also recalls from the 17th chapter, verses 3 and 4, where Krishna talks about Shraddha. He says, the 17th chapter, 3rd verse, he says, Sattvanurupa sarvasya Shraddha bhavati bharata Shraddha mayo yam purusho yo yat Shraddha sa eva saha. How Shraddha has the ability to shape a person. It shapes a person. Right? And immediately after this verse, he says, Yajante satvikan devan yaksharaksham sirajasan pretan bhutaganan chanye yajante tamasajjana. So he says, well, according to this Shraddha, the journey one is in, it's a journey. And the ability of a person to not be overwhelmed or influenced by tamoguna, because by default, Shraddha is Satviki Devi. So what happens when one succumbs to the mode of ignorance? Exactly what Prabhupada talks about in this purport. Pretan bhutaganan shanye jante tamasagana janaha. Right? Prabhupada says in the purport, the demons are always busy in trying to vanquish the personality of Godhead. And he talks about, ghosts, the tendency to be under the influence of ghosts and hobgoblins. Pretan. Now, obviously, we have equivalents of that today. I mean, we don't have to go into details, but there is so much on the offer, especially, from Bollywood, media, and then there's T20. So, you have all kinds of Rajasic and Tamasic forces, which often people succumb to, worship them. Almost, they're glued to the TV. That's the notion of influence, right? Yaksha Rakshamsi Rajasan. You're always in the doer mindset, or you are in a possessor mindset. Either you're doing or you're having. But you're not just being. Yajante Satvikan Devan. So when the Shraddha is the default state, the bare minimum state, then this natural respect, this natural inspiration, Yajante is not just worship. You connect organically to the dev, daivi guna, devatas. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues this beautiful description. He says, yathataror mula nisheshanena tripyanti tatskanda bujop shakha pranupahara chetendriyanam tataiva sarvaran vachyutejya shraddhavan janhaya bhakti adhikara uttama madhyama kanishtha shraddha anusara. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, a faithful devotee, he gets eligible for true loving service to Krishna, but according to the Shraddha, evolution of the Shraddha. Uttama. So, he goes on to explain the nature of the Shraddha of an Uttama Bhakta. Yathataror mula nisheshanena. The Uttama Bhakta understands that the root is nourished, then the tree is automatically nourished. So, if Krishna is pleased, if one connects with Krishna in reverence, with enthusiasm, and is patient while being determined, then it's a matter of time. As per Krishna's grace, the Shraddha will fructify into bhakti at the loving lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Shastra yukte suni puna dridha shraddha yandra uttam adhikari sai Taraya samsara. And we see the classic case of Parikshit Maharaj here, exemplifying this verse. One who is expert in logic, argument, and the revealed scriptures. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing from Shukdev Goswami, another Uttama Bhakta, is replete with logic, argument, and at the same time, is fostering firm faith in Krishna. Shastra yukte sunipuna dridha shraddha yandra uttama adhikari sai taraya samsara. Now what is the nature of such shraddha? Actually it is contagious. Like Srila Prabhupada would give the example of Charlie Chaplin. He saw this Charlie Chaplin sitting on a bench which had a nail, and when Charlie Chaplin got up, his coat was stuck on the nail. In fact, it got stripped. But then Charlie Chaplin, he was so enthusiastic, he said, let me just dance. And of course, maybe it was a strategy from his end. But Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee's enthusiasm is like that, it spreads. He can deliver the whole world. Shastra yuktau chanipunaha sarvatha drida nishchayaha praudha shraddho adhikariyaha sa bhakta uttamo mataha. One who is expert in logic, and he is quoting from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Expert in logic, understanding the revealed scriptures, and who has firm conviction and deep faith, that is not blind, is to be considered a topmost devotee in devotional service. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about Shraddha and its manifestations in a pure devotee. And he also says how actually the association of a pure devotee is the most suitable to cultivate Shraddha, to further nurture Shraddha, the Poshanam part. We'll take some very beautiful examples, and I'll see the example itself with another verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself speaks here. He says, Sakrit eva prapannoyam. He is saying that, this is again, he's now speaking from Ramayanam. Sakrit eva prapanno yas tavasmi iti yachate. If it's my vow, Sri Lam says, that if one seriously surrenders unto me, surrenders unto me saying, I am yours. My dear Lord, from this day I am yours. And what does he pray? He prays for courage. I shall immediately award courage to that person. So, it is not that you have to come with that courage. That willingness to offer ourselves to Krishna. Right? Shraddha lets you invest in something that you are not able to see right now. But then able to experience that which is beyond your imagination. Right? People talk about bumper offers. This is real bumper offer. So Lord Ram says, just the willingness to offer oneself to be, I will give that person courage and praise to me for courage. I shall immediately award courage to that person and he will always remain safe from that time on. Now let's understand a little bit more of the context from Ramayanam that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is quoting. This is being spoken by Lord Ram in the context of Vibhishana who had approached. Now, when Vibhishana, after having tried his best to convince Ravana to not perform the most ghastly, the sinful activity of separating Sita from Lord Ram, when Ravana completely disrespected every aspect of Vibhishana's advice and Vibhishana himself, Vibhishana actually left for the well-being of Lanka, because it's explained Vibhishana left his family behind. So he was not leaving Lanka. He was not abandoning Lanka for the well-being of Lanka. Now, when Vibhishana approached Dwanarasena, Lord Ram, to take refuge, of course, the different Vanaras, they gave their own perspectives. Let's hear what Hanumanji said. Because what Hanumanji said infuses so much Shraddha in everyone around. And we see in Hanumanji's statements, the culmination of which is what Lord Ram said. But in Hanumanji's statements, we also see logic. Hanumanji doesn't, you know, just appreciate Vibhishana deprived of logic. He says, Navadan api sangharshan nadikyan nachakamatah vakshyami vachanan rajyan yatharthaṁ yatharta rama gauravat. Very interesting point. He's saying the gauravat here is referring to respect. We said shrat is about reverence, respect. So Hanumanji says, O Lord Ram, I'm telling you this not for the sake of argument, not for the sake of creating some friction or some debate or in any sense of superiority, but with full respect. This is so important. Shrat, which we said is respect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore emphasized. Trinadapi sunichena taroriva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That mood of respect, the willingness to respect, the keenness to respect, actually is a fertile ground on which one can chant the holy names continuously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Taroriva sahishnuna amanina maradena, not expecting any respect, but willing, keen to offer respect to others. So he is saying, Ashrat, that respect, he is saying, that is the only reason I am speaking. And he says, you have given different reasons, all of you have given different reasons. This Vibhishana has come here without regard for place and time. Please understand this. This for me is a very important observation to make. Now some of you have suggested that maybe we should send spies Guptachara to investigate Vibhishana's credibility. Or some of you have suggested that we should probably ask someone, consult someone. He says, if inquired suddenly, even if you ask to someone, right, even a willing person may become suspicious. Why are you asking about him? Right? Even a friend who has come there will seem like a wicked one to him. So that may not work. He's reviewing all the different efforts. He says, reviewing all the efforts to kill Ravana and having heard of your trials to kill Vali and conferring the kingdom to Kushagriva, Vibhishana has come here in this banner to request you showing his respect. Now again the word respect comes here. Right? He has left all of that in a very respectful mood. He knows that, you know, you have killed Vali. Vali was a good friend of Ravana. So, you know, all these alliances. So, let's consider the entire context. Vibhishana has come here despite all of that because he respects you. So, in this way, this beautiful verses Hanumanji speaks, which eventually Lord Ram, you know, As we heard from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ram says, yes, very important points. And in fact, he does acknowledge Hanuman's points. And he says, actually, anyone who comes to me and offers himself, I will offer that person courage. I will offer that person the needful to achieve me. Let's also read some other beautiful episodes in the conversation of Hanumanji and Lord Ram, where again we see this point of Shraddha very beautifully manifested, where we see how the contagious nature of enthusiasm of Hanumanji alleviates the distress and elevates the hearts of not only Vanaras, Sita Maya and Lord Ram himself. So when this is in the Sundara Kanda, so we are in the Yuddha Kanda, now we go back to Sundara Kanda, the previous Kanda. So after having searched Sita Devi, when Hanumanji meets the Vanaras, he gives very detailed description of what happened. And then he says, Saphalo Raghavodyoga Sa Sugrivasya Cha Sabhrama Shilam Asadya Sitaya Babacha Pranava Manaha. Now he says that my devotion to Sita Maya has increased by leaps and bounds because of three things. He says, Raghavodyoga, the effort that Lord Ram has put in a very detached manner. He actually helped Sugriva before even seeking help from Sugriva. He killed Vali. The effort that Lord Ram has, and the trust that Lord Ram has put in all of us, to me, that's a great source of inspiration. Saphalo Rama Raghavad Yoga Sa Sugrivasya Sambramaha. And Sugriva is so well organized, that has actually also inspired me. And Shilam Asyadya Sitaya. Shilam Param Bhushanam. It said Aishwaryas. So there are different kinds of Bhushanas, but the most beautiful Bhushana is Shila, which is good behavior. And he'll describe what good behavior he found in Mother Sita. He says, these have actually, for me, been the transformation. I'm completely elevated because of these three. And then Hanumanji is so enthusiastic. To enthuse the Vanaras, he says, he encourages them by his power. He says, Aham tu Ravanam Yudhe Sa Sainyam Sapura Purastaram. He's saying that I can eliminate Ravana, his Sainya, and his Sahaputra Vadishyami, along with his son, Sahodara Yutam Yudhi, and his Sahodaras, Kumbhakarna, he will also be killed. Now this is Hanumanji proclaiming his strength. Vanaras were so enthusiastic, obviously they also celebrated in their own way. They went to this Madhuvana of Dadimukha, the uncle of Sugriva. They drank this intoxicating honey. Very so enthused they were, right? Now, Dadimukha, the caretaker of the garden, was a little worried because they were actually, the kind of Upadra Hanumanji was narrating in Lanka, he could see that the Vanaras are now creating in Madhuvan. So he approached Sugriva and he said, Sugriva, please help regulate this. And then Sugriva is actually very happy. He knows that Sugriva has not yet heard about the details of the exploits, right? But he understands through the activities, the celebration. He's saying that actually, this is possible only because something good has happened. And it must be attributed to Hanumanji. That's the conviction of Sugriva. Nahanyas chadhane hetu karmanosya hanumataha karya siddhim. So, one of the names often used or adjectives often used in Hanumanji is karya siddhi. In fact, there's a karya siddhi Hanumanji, right? So, karya siddhim atiyeshchaiva. Tasmin Vanara Pungave. So he's saying Hanuman alone has the ability to do it. The reason being that he has the capacity of wisdom, strenuous effort, enthusiasm. He's saying he has the utsaha to accomplish it.
These attributes are all well established in him. That's how Sugriva is convinced this entire Upadrava is because Hanumanji must have achieved. Now look at the enthusiasm of Hanumanji. That Hanumanji, Sugriva, of course recalls. Hanumanji in fact had not been able to recall his own strength. But when encouraged, he leapt. And now he is, Sugriva continues, he says, if the renounced Vanaras had not seen Vaidehi, vanam dattavaram divyam, he says, had they not exploited the Vanas and penetrated those regions to find Sita Devi, they would not be celebrating like this. And they would not be exploiting your Vana. So now Lakshmana was hearing this. So the context is that neither Ram nor Lakshmana knew about Hanumanji's success. And Lakshmana, when he heard, oh, what is happening? What is happening in this Vana? And when Sugriva explained that, oh Lakshmana, this is because something successful has happened. They were extremely pleased. The fact that some celebration was going on was pleasing to Ram and Lakshmana. So then, the discussion continues. Lord Ram is very keen to hear some details from Hanumanji. Even though I am heir apparent, Lord Ram at that point still was not completely clear. He wanted some details. So it's explained that Lord Ram was still grief-stricken. Why? Because the separation from Mother Sita was a lot more overwhelming. How Hanumanji not only gives the news, see, giving news, Lord Ram had already received the news. The already hints were there. But expertise, the dakshata of Hanumanji was how he made that news into celebration. In sometimes in our lives, like we are always waiting for this post-dated check. When will the fruit, when will my activities bear fruit? However, when we contemplate on what we have received, when there is gratitude in the heart, we can be so overwhelmed with what we have received that that gratitude can sustain, nourish us with enthusiasm to also achieve something that is most pleasing to Krishna. So therefore, Hanumanji says, Samashvasihi Bhadramte Drishta Devi Nasamshayaha. Hey Lord Ram, please be assured. All the Vanaras, we have actually seen Mother Sita. And they continue. In fact, Sugriva says, Hanuman is the one who has accomplished this task. You should hear more details from Hanumanji. So then, Hanumanji, how did he start his explanation? Is beautifully explained by Valmiki Rishi. He says, Hanumanscha Mahabahu Pranamya Shirasa Tataha. He bowed down respectfully, offered salutations, and then he explained. Now look at the difference between how Hanumanji has narrated to the Vanaras, how the Vanaras are hinting to Lord Ram. Sugriva hints, and the way Hanumanji is going to describe. Nyatamakshatam Devim Raghavasyanyadevayat. She says that the Sita, she is actually very sound in body. So yes, she is emaciated because of her tapasya, but Hanumanji's focus is that she was assurance for Raghava. So he continues, Hanumanji continues. And when Lord Raghava, he hears these nectar-like words, Drishta Deviti, that I have seen. When he hears this, Ram and Lakshman were completely delighted. And then Hanumanji continues. He continues apprising. He says, so Lord Ram asks, Kwa Sita Vartate Vi Kathamcha Mai Vartate? Hey Hanuman, how is she disposed? Right? Tell me everything. How is she disposed specifically towards me? So, then Hanumanji goes into some more detail. Now look at it. Hanumanji is not talking about his burning Lanka, how he got to Ashoka Vatika. He is only addressing that which will give pleasure to Lord Ram. So important. Right? It's not just about delivering the news, but delivering the news in the most pleasing manner. He says, Tatra drishta maya sita ravanantapure sati. She was sati. The choice of words, that sati, was totally dedicated to you. How was she? Sanyasyatvai jivanti rama rama manoratham. Her all her manoratham, her mana is totally focused on you. Now, Rama, Rama. Rama is Sambodhan. He is addressing Lord Ram. Rama is referring to Mother Sita. So, how is she? Sanyasyatvai jivanti. She is living like a sannyasin. Only living for you. Only thinking about you. In all the description of Hanumanji, you see nothing other than devotion at the lotus feet of Lord Ram and his intention to give great pleasure to Lord Ram. And how is he? Ekaveni dhara dina. She has a single braid, a side sign of dissolution, and totally absorbed in your thought. She was lying on bare ground with her limbs turned pale. All this he's saying to reinforce the point that Sita Devi is constantly absorbed in you. And then he says, but, oh Lord Ram, I try to inspire confidence in her. So he's assuring him. Ikshvaku vamsha vikhyati shanai kirtayanagha. Kirtayan, I started glorifying Ikshvaku vamsha to Sita Devi to instill confidence in her. And then she inquired from me in great details. I exchanged several signs. She gave me some signs of your love for him. Some very important, you know, pastimes which are only known to both of you. So, in this way, when he described, Lord Ram is more curious. He says, please tell me in more great details. So, he told the episode, jovial incident when Lord Ram put the paste on Sita Devi's cheek, which was only known to Sita Devi and Lord Ram. And the story of Chudamani. The Chudamani, especially, Sita Devi says, will remind Lord Ram about three personalities. And Hanumanji repeats exactly that. The three personalities were Dasharath Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, and Sita Devi herself. Why? Because Janak Maharaj had given that Chudamani. Dasharath Maharaj had actually officially gifted this to Lord Ram during the wedding ceremony. We are supposed to end by 9, so I'm just rushing. And then some very interesting notable points. The sense of propriety of Hanuman, as we said earlier, that he is not focusing on any of his exploits. He says, Sita is like the water for a thirsty person. Tell me again what Sita said to you. Sprinkle me, Lord Ram is saying, sprinkle me with the words in the form of her message. So Hanumanji continues. Actually, oh Lord Ram, she gave me many more stories. The story of the crow who had pricked on Sita Devi so much that she was bleeding, and that blood actually dripped on you when you were lying on her lap. And you were so angry that you took a kusha straw and had a sankalpa of this becoming Brahmastra. This chased that Kaki, which was actually the son of Indra. And eventually it pierced one of his eyes because he sought your shelter. So all these stories he goes on to explain. And Lord Ram is happy, but he really wants to experience the presence of Mother Sita right in front of him. And that's what Hanumanji satisfies him with. So Hanumanji says, Sita Maya, after explaining all this, she was saying, why have Ram and Lakshmana not come here? Why are they not here? Shrotu radesha magyaya Lakshmano va parantapaha sakimartham naravaro namam rakshati raghava. Have I committed some sin that they have not come here so far? I mean, if that Kaka could have been punished and chased in all the three lokas, why has Lord Ram and Lakshman not come here? In fact, she may survive only for 1 month. She has already clearly told me. Raghava tells, oh Hanuman, I'm surprised she can survive for 1 month. I'm missing her so much, I cannot even survive for 1 day. And then Hanuman, to again reassure Lord Ram, he says, Mother Sita, in fact, inquired in great detail, will it be possible for Lord Raghava and the Sena to come here to rescue me? And her doubts she expressed, and Hanuman repeats exactly the verse he spoke to Sita Devi. He says, very beautiful verse. He says, Madvishishtaschatulyascha santi tatra vanaukasaha matha pratyavara kaschit nasti sugrivasannidhau. He's saying, oh Mother Sita, I am just one of the extra players in the team. Therefore, I was sent here. Almost all monkeys are more powerful than me. None are less strong than me. And he speaks the same, he had spoken the same verse actually. If you look at Ramayana, he spoke the same verse exactly to Mother Sita. And he was very consistent, right? That's the assurance he provided. And then he says, he tells Raghava, oh Raghava, I told this to Mother Sita, what to do with the rest of the army when there is Angada, Dwaida, Mahinda, Jambavan, Panasha, Nala, and chief of the army, Neela, they're all there. He doesn't even name himself. Now when Lord Ram hears this, he's so pleased because he actually feels the presence of Mother Sita. In the words of Hanumanji, so he says, Shrutva Hanumato Vakyam Yathavat Abhibhashitam. Yathavat Abhibhashitam. As it is, he spoke, Rama Prita Samayukto Vakyam Uttaram Abravit. Rama replied, because these words were filled with love. Rama says, what do I give? How can I reciprocate with you? You have performed, you actually saved mine and Lakshman's life. You have saved entire Ayodhya's life. How can I reciprocate? Just for the message, the way Hanumanji spoke, you see, this is Shraddha. This is a manifestation of pure Shraddha. With enthusiasm, with determination. And Hanumanji is also talking about how they're going to act on it. So he says, Lord Ram says, Yohi Bhrityo Niyuktas. Niyuktasa sambhavo karmani dushkara. One who carries out a formidable task, who is dushkara, very formidable task, entrusted to be with love, is the best of all people. What to speak of you who have gone beyond it and accomplished something that I would have desired to have been accomplished. I didn't even spell it out. I asked you to only find out Mother Sita. So he's saying the entire Lakshmana, the entire dynasty of Raghu are completely protected because of your message. But he says, how do I reciprocate with you, Hanuman? I can't reward you. I'm actually dependent on Sugriva for his army. So he said, what will I do? Very beautifully he said, Ityuktva Preeti, with lot of Preeti, Lord Ram said, Preeti Drishtad Drishtvango Ramastahta Parishadjvaje Hanumantam Kritatmanam Kritakaryam Upatmatam. He's saying, Kritakaryam, what a beautiful activity you have performed. The only thing I can do in reciprocation is embrace you. Lord Ram embraced Hanumanji, and we see that picture very often, the photo of Lord Ram embracing Hanumanji as a reciprocation for the divine message of love and devotion that Hanumanji delivered to Lord Ram with the activity, in conjunction with the activity. Now only later in the Yuddha Kanda, after the conclusion of Sundara Kanda, does Hanumanji get into great detail of Lanka. Why? Because Lord Ram inquires from Hanumanji, I'm very enthused. Now we have to destroy. Please tell details. So Hanumanji goes into great details, which kind of allude to his exploits. Hanumanji's exploits only come later on, but in the context of explaining what is Lanka. So beautifully, how Hanumanji elevates hearts of all the devotees We have experiences here. When Srila Prabhupada explains here, just to conclude the same point from the purport, the demons are always busy in trying to vanquish the personality of Godhead. But factually, as soon as the personality of Godhead appears, by either his transcendental name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, or variegatedness, the demon is at once vanquished. It is said that a ghost cannot remain as soon as the holy name of the Lord is chanted. The great saints and devotees of the Lord are in the list of his paraphernalia, and thus, as soon as a saintly devotee is present, the ghostly sins are all at once vanquished. This is the verdict of all the Vedic literatures. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki. Jai.